This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Johnson.
And Conan.
And I don't, are either of you going to Forkfest this year?
Negative. I got animals.
Really?
I got animals to take care of.
I have animals too, but they're coming with me.
I don't think people want me bringing 20 chickens and... Eight rabbits and two cats.
See, I have two cats, and they'll just chill in the hotel room eagerly waiting on me to come back by so they can...
I don't get vacation time from my job, so it's would be too costly to for me to do that because I'm planning a different vacation that's way better.
this new game you're playing? Is
no.
It your vacation?
No.
What is the new game
Something
you're
about
playing?
Mars?
Oh, surviving Mars. No, that's definitely not my vacation. But
I'm going to Vegas at the end of May.
That's what I'm doing, actually.
Oh, really?
In August.
Okay, much later than I am.
Yes.
Well, see, I can do my work while at Vegas and Forkfest.
Yeah.
Forkfest might be hit or miss because the signal there is really bad. It might be kind of hard to sell Bitcoin there.
Yeah.
But... if the money's there, I can.
You guys been practicing your blackjack skills, your card counting?
I've actually gone to Vegas before, and I made so much money we ended up staying longer
when we did this.
Just by playing it safe.
And was it not chance games, but like card games?
Blackjack specifically. And I wasn't counting cards or anything like that. It was just, there's like a book. There's like doing things by the book where you just play very safely.
Right.
If you do that, and then there are two things I attribute the fact that I was just consistently winning to, which is... playing it extremely safe in the bets that I was making and sitting at only full tables because that stacks the odds against the dealer.
Ah.
If there are more people at the table, their odds of the dealer winning are a little bit lower.
Interesting.
Spread out.
Did they send you lots of drinks to try to get you drunk?
I also attributed the fact that I'm mostly a teetotaler. I don't really drink, so I would just kind of say
they just couldn't win.
I just had a drink and just sip.
So for those who don't want to go to Vegas and risk losing a lot of money, Forkfest is coming up June the 29th until July the 5th in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. If you're planning an event, because you can do whatever you want for the most part at Forkfest. There's no ticket cost. Everything is decentralized. No one is in charge, so everyone is in charge. But if you're planning an event for Forkfest, let others know in advance. You can connect with other Forkfesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the Forkfest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Again, that's forkfest.party. I'm actually not a big gambler.
Yeah. I'm not either.
I used to work as a slot tech, and I know exactly how rigged they are.
Right.
And it's true for card games as well.
I was playing blackjack at extremely low dollar bet table, you know, like $1 and $2 bets that over the course of, you know, a day or 2 days, you know, making, I think it was like $500 or $600. So we're not talking huge amounts of money here that I was, you know, that I racked in. It was just enough to stay a little bit longer in Vegas.
And to be honest, you also got lucky with that strategy because all following those strategies really do is reduce the house chances to like 1%.
Right, exactly.
Or the house advantage.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're not typically going to win if you're gambling there.
Speaking of dopamine.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, exactly. And my thought with, you know, I actually do like card games too, like blackjack and Texas Hold'em. But my thought is if I'm going to play those games, I'm not playing to gamble. I'm playing to play and I want to make sure that I'm not spending more money than I would if I were doing some kind of equally entertaining activity like going to a movie or going out and seeing some kind of show or comedy or something.
Well, so that's gonna
like,
be
for
hard
me, I want it to be, I'm like willing to lose about $20 an hour. Yeah.
And isn't that the rule not to spend money that you don't have? So like, all right, yeah. I have $20. Yeah. If I can make $600 off of this $20, it's okay, but I will not dip below this $20.
Right,
those
exactly.
are the rules.
Yeah, sure.
And if I do, if I go over, you get yeah. girlfriend behind you
but
and
then
she's
you
pull
also,
your hair.
You also don't want to go over and like, you know, you sit down, here's $20, it's gone. Ah, that's awful. You want that $20 to, you want to bet in a way that that $20 is going to last at least, you know, like an hour, you know, an hour or 2 hours, because that's what you would spend if you went to a movie, you know, right? So at least that's my thought. You know, that's how I play, because well, I don't want to just sit down and watch $20 disappear.
You have at it.
Yeah.
Gambling, it makes me ill. It makes me physically ill. I cannot.
Oh,
I can't,
you don't, it's one of those things where you, any kind of risk, you just, like, freaked out.
Yeah, if it's uncontrollable risk. Now, yeah. I mean, if it's, you know, an old junker. That's $200. I'm like, all right, well, this is a gamble. I can fix it if it breaks
there's
down.
There's no risk to me on that because it doesn't feel like gambling because I know that I'm not going to spend more than that. So it's like if I'm sitting down going with the mindset that the money's gone. Like I'm going into it the mindset that I'm going to burn this money. Hopefully it's going to last me an hour or two to burn this money.
Yep.
And if I win money, then that's all I'm getting is like I'm either gonna win money or I'm not gonna win money. But in the meantime, I'm sitting down to be entertained for an hour or two, you know, like, and I'm paying for that. Or
I always
I'm not.
Look at it as the cost of drinks when
right.
I go to casinos.
Yeah, sure.
Because you know. You can get very drunk very yeah. quickly, and it doesn't cost you anything except
right.
tipping the server, ideally.
Right.
And you know. It's cheaper than going, not here in Keene. Here in Keene,
no.
you can take like $40 to a bar and get way more drunk than you can. But in Las Vegas, you're not going
right.
to find a bar where you can do that.
Right.
But take $40 into a casino, you can get hammered in like 2 hours. And you just might leave with more money than you came in with. You don't expect it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I go there to drink.
Right.
This is my drinking money here. And it works.
And they will, yep, keep it coming to you.
Yep.
They will keep it flowing.
As long as you keep gambling, they will keep bringing you drinks until you vomit and they have to ask you to leave.
The thing is just make small bets and go as slow as you possibly can.
Yeah. Which right, is another reason why slot machines are so bad, because yeah. they burn through money so quickly.
So let's talk about this dopamine fasting. So this whole, like, Silicon Valley fad
People are actually doing this.
Yeah. So,
isn't it kind of just like going off grid for a week or
well,
something? Or?
Here's the thought. It says, during a so-called dopamine fast, extreme practitioners abstain from any experience that brings them pleasure, including but not limited to sex, food, exercise, social media, video games, and talking, according to Vox.
Whoa.
I would go without talking, sure. But the rest of that, no.
Wait, food? So what, if you can only eat unsalted, unsweetened oatmeal?
Yeah,
you have to sit in a chair and look at a white wall all day long, and you can't do it. How horrible is all this?
Some people go so far as to avoid making eye contact.
This is 40 days in the desert type of nonsense.
Yeah. Or performing moderately fast movements, all in an effort to avoid stimulation, the New York Times reported. So Vox and the New York Times have reported this. Taking a break from sins and small pleasures, fasters attempt to reset the brain's reward system, a network wired in part by chemical called dopamine. After a fast, they report feeling more focused and finding more joy in the activities that they've avoided, according to Business Insider.
How long is a normal fast?
I don't know.
A day? 3 days? A week?
I don't know. Probably a week, I would think.
15 minutes? 15 minutes might be perfect for some people out there. Somebody's posters.
Despite its supposed benefits and good intentions, dopamine fasting has stirred up controversy. Dr. Cameron Seppa, a psychologist who helped popularize dopamine fasting, has argued that some people have pushed the practice to an unfounded extreme and attracted attention from clickbait journalists bent on mocking Silicon Valley. Meanwhile, some recent news articles have argued that the trend oversimplifies the role of dopamine in the brain to the point of being inaccurate. There's a tweet here from Bethany Brookshire that says, just because rich dudes in white Silicon, because some rich white dudes in Silicon Valley do it doesn't mean it's smart or makes sense at all. Dopamine fasting is one, illogical, two, massively neuroscientifically ill-informed, and three, not worth media coverage, let alone the New York Times.
Wait, what's up with that comment?
And there's a link to a New York Times article, apparently.
What do you mean?
She's like, just because rich white dudes do it mean it's right, but no one listens to rich white dudes.
No one said anybody on Twitter isn't gross. You know, there's probably
like the whole world.
It's 2020. No one except Bernie Sanders.
The entire United States listens to rich old white dudes, whether they take the form of Donald Trump or Bernie Sanders or Joe Biden.
Yes, if they're the president, but if they're us, no one's listening to me. It's 2020, man.
Are you a rich old white dude?
Not yet.
Well, then you're not wealthy enough or old enough. I presume you're white and dude enough. So
maybe.
It's got to be.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up two bottles of Lick-O-Chops, get the third bottle free. New improved Lick-O-Chops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lick-O-Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasiewicz for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly, in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Johnson.
And Conan.
And I don't know if anyone has checked the stats recently, but the government kind of sucks at managing money. And, you know, they can kind of...
suck at everything.
Yeah, but they can kind of just sort of... destroy your retirement savings and bail themselves out in the process. And still, not even come close to actually cutting into the $23 trillion debt they've created or the unfunded liabilities that come in at $127 trillion.
And up, maybe.
And you can get away from all of this by building a plan that Tom Young, the author and co-founder, author and founder of the CFO Project, can help you put together. He can help you create strategies now to save money without penalties and with as little government involvement as possible. His new book, The Family Money Farm, The CFO Project, will show you exactly how to build wealth and eliminate debt at the same time. Get your free copy now at CFOproject.com. Invest in yourself and your family today. Again, that's CFO-project.com. So head on over and get your free copy of The Family Money Farm, The CFO Project. And we're talking about this. It seems strange to me, this idea of, I mean, let's call it what it is. It's Lent. I don't see any distinction between it may be, in fact, be an extreme version of Lent, because as I understand the Catholic tradition, they just give up one thing.
Yeah, but isn't Lent like sacrifice? Whereas this is actually more of a spiritual
sacrifice,
healthy. it's more of a health benefit if it's actually doing what they say that it does.
Well, so is Lent if you are Catholic and you believe it.
How many
makes
really
you spiritually healthier?
Yeah, but how many people really believe it? Are they just doing it because that's what we do?
I see no reason. I'm not going to start doubting the sincerity of people's beliefs that they say they're sincerely believed. To me, that just leads down a bad road.
Well,
if they say they believe it, I'm going to assume they believe it.
Well, and these people, these dopamine fasters, believe that it works, and so they're...
Sure. Well, I mean, people believe essential oils will save them from coronavirus, too.
Or cure their cancer.
Well, Live Science supposedly dug into the issue here. They say to clear up any confusion, Live Science spoke with experts about the neurobiology of addiction, tried and tested therapeutic practices, and the many roles of dopamine in the brain. The take-home message is that dopamine fasting, though perhaps poorly named, grew out of established methods in addiction therapy and may be beneficial if executed properly. First of all, what does dopamine do? First and foremost, dopamine is a neurotransmitter, a chemical passed between neurons, like handwritten notes between schoolchildren. Neighboring neurons pass these notes through intricate networks in the brain. By exchanging neurotransmitters, brain cells work together to process information and direct behavior, according to BrainFacts.org. Many brain networks rely on dopamine to function properly, including a collection of brain structures seated in the center of the organ known as the mesolimbic reward pathway. This evolutionarily ancient pathway helps control our response to rewards like food, sex, and drugs, according to the Icon School of Medicine at Mount Sinai. From this pathway, dopamine ventures out to other brain regions that shape our memory, expectations, emotions, and reactions about rewards. Although often described as a feel-good chemical, dopamine doesn't work by triggering feelings of pleasure and happiness in the brain's reward center. Michael Treadway, a clinical psychologist and neuroscientist at Emory University, told Life Science. This is still hotly debated, but I think most dopamine researchers today would agree that dopamine is not about pleasure, Treadway said. Instead, dopamine may be more about motivation, the willingness to expend effort to reach goals and gain rewards, he said.
How is that not about pleasure?
It's both. It's both motivating and pleasurable.
Maybe.
I mean, that's the way it works. I mean, you kill that monster and you get some gold and the chime goes off and you can level up, so you've gained ground and you get
and you're motivated to do it because you want the reward.
Correct. And it would be the same thing if you got that raise at work, because you're working 60 hours a week and you're trying to climb up the ladder, and you get that raise and that's the dopamine hit.
So
right
the
there.
Idea is that, for example, maybe people who get these this constant drip of dopamine from Facebook and then are demotivated by having that constant reward of dopamine might then also not be willing to then get up and go to the gym, for example, because their reward is...
Why is going to the gym inherently better than sitting on Facebook?
You get the dopamine from that workout, but you've got to work to get it.
But again, you have to work to post a meme to get the likes. It's just a different kind of work.
But it's so much easier. It's just butt clicks.
It's junk food.
Why does that matter?
It's junk food
because
dopamine.
Because it's too easy.
My point is, you're making qualitative assessments that one of these is better than the other.
No, people are making qualitative assessments.
And I'm asking why. Why is going to the gym better than sitting on your phone using Facebook?
Because one makes you fat and die sooner, and the other one makes
why
you
is
healthy.
That a bad thing?
Well,
if that's the kind of lifestyle this person leads, why are you trying to keep them alive?
That would be the individual assessment of the person who feels like they are making bad decisions because they are dopamine saturated.
So let's not make the statement then that it's some sort of implied objective truth that going to the gym
will
finish. Let's not make
objective truth to the people who are like, wow, I'm really screwed by what I'm doing with my time that's injecting dopamine into me. I need to take a dopamine fast. I think it's their objective reality.
That is literally subjective because they are literally subjects.
But it's their own
subjective experience and determination, yes. But what I'm getting at here is that both of you are asserting that going to the gym is somehow inherently and objectively better.
That's not what I'm saying.
No. You're asking what the difference was. They're both dopamine hits.
Uh-huh.
I go work an hour, I'm going to feel really good. Not that
you're going to feel really good if you sit on Facebook posting likes too.
But I'm
you're looking down on one while praising the other. Why?
We're talking about which one's easier to do.
Why does making it easy make it bad?
Because posting a meme in a second that you didn't even create, just with a couple of button clicks, and you get the same satisfaction as going out and working an hour.
But you already said you get a bigger, better dopamine hit from going out and working out for an hour.
They might be the same. They might be the exact same level. I'm saying, one, you have to work for, and that makes it all different.
But you're still working when you download and share the share the meme.
But if I can do
it's just a different kind of work.
If I can do it in 15 seconds, it's the level that took me to get to that dopamine hit was so much easier, and I probably gained some pounds doing it.
Are you like one of these people that like thinks that there's not like things that are healthier for you? Like, if you go out and you get a burger at Burger King, or you go and eat a salad,
plenty of things are healthier and unhealthier.
Healthier than the other?
Plenty of things are healthier and unhealthier. I'm saying that it really doesn't matter. It's false to say that eating healthy
sure,
is objectively better than eating...
Oh, hey!
Hi! I have nihilism tattooed on me.
I think I'm not about to go dopamine fasting, but I think that the way that you get your dopamine hits every day does matter. And Facebook clicks versus pumping iron is two different worlds, and one is better than the other.
Meaning
on what do you make that assessment?
We'll talk about it in the next segment.
855-450-3733.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Don't miss this year's Liberty Con with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO John Mackey, Congressman Justin Amash, and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith. Attend two spectacular debates. Is government necessary? And does capitalism require government intervention? Network with over 70 pro-liberty organizations. This and a whole lot more. April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. Visit LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on LibertyCon.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is storming out of the gate with some early wins in states on this Super Tuesday. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky.
Tim, there are lots of delegates up for grabs this Super Tuesday. 415 delegates at stake in California, 228 in Texas. So far, as polls continue to close across the country and the votes being counted, Joe Biden winning Virginia, North Carolina, and Alabama. Bernie Sanders winning his home state of Vermont. Elizabeth Warren and Mike Bloomberg also competing, but so far not winning any states, but the night still young.
Vice President Mike Pence says there are now 77 cases of the coronavirus in the United States. Pence also confirmed three more people died, making the domestic total nine. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Johnson.
And Conan.
And the next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divvy says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe, and instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app, and withdraw it directly to your bank account. But there's no need to wait, as Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes that allows anyone to earn by supporting the Divvy network. When the new wallet launches, because of Divvy's relationship with Western Union, Divvy will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more about it at DiviProject.org. That's DiviProject.org. Now, before we went out to the break, Conan, you promised that you would outline your reasons that going to the gym is better than sitting on Facebook getting likes.
As far as my personal achievement, my results, my beneficial results that make me a better person, yes, absolutely. Anything that's going
better
to make,
how?
Anything that's going to make me live longer, anything that's going to put more money in my wallet, anything that's going to make my family happier, these are all, which, by the way, posting memes in my Facebook family group, you know, could be beneficial. But the workout, the running 3 miles and catching my wind and getting that dopamine, or, you know, working for an hour at the gym, pumping some iron, it's going to be beneficial for me long term, and it's going to be better for me.
Because you value living longer and being healthy.
And being healthy.
What if someone doesn't value those things, though?
Well, my question would be, why don't you value health? Why are you so obsessed with...
Because they value the dopamine hit more.
Why are you so obsessed with thumbs ups from people?
Either way, it's either they're getting it from doing an activity that would be physically healthy, or they're going to get it by doing an activity that is lacking in creativity and is just basically meaningless wastes of time. I mean, you could get a dopamine hit from
their point of view,
creating a meme and being creative.
Because from their point of view, you can't just make a blanket statement like that and not be challenged on it. Because from their point of view, going out running for 3 miles is a meaningless waste of time.
I am making a blanket.
Because he's going to die just like they are.
I am making a blanket statement. So I would say that, for example, you're arguing from nihilism, and I don't want to go too far into that, because arguing nihilism to me is like arguing with a vegan. You know, it's like somebody who's just like, they're gonna tell me, you know, what their worldview is. But to me,
no, I'm gonna tell you the limitations of your worldview.
The meaning of life is subjective, right?
Yeah.
But there are things that are generally considered by different people to be more valuable to. Even individuals will acknowledge this within themselves. There's creative pursuits, there's health pursuits, there's intellectual pursuits, right?
Financial
pursuits.
Sure, but agreement by the masses doesn't indicate truth in
sure.
any way, shape,
but
or
I'm
form.
But I'm gonna go out on a limb here and say that there are not many people that say, man, I really value when I, myself, and others spend time on Facebook scrolling. I just, man, that guy scrolled for 12 hours yesterday. Amazing. Amazing, amazing gift to humanity. This guy with a scroll wheel on his mouse.
And by the way, I go with the same argument on gaming. I game, but I know that there comes a time and place where I need to get off my butt and go do some workout in the yard or something, because I know I'm not, because it's not real, because it feels good, it's fun, but it's not real. It's not actually making me a better person, unless I was, say, playing competitively and thousands of people were watching me play, then, or maybe I was a Twitch guy who was making money, making off of
hits. People used to make the argument that video games was a completely useless, you know, hobby that you're just wasting your time. And, you know, maybe someday there will be competitive Facebook scrollers. I don't know. It happened with video games. People now can make entire careers where their entire life is made around that. So who knows? The future might have meme creator as a job. You know, like, it could be a thing. It's probably, we're already heading that direction. Social
media,
advertising.
It kind of already is a thing. There are social network management firms.
Exactly.
That sort of thing.
You never know what the future holds on this type of stuff. So, yes, everybody's values are subjective, but I think right now, as time currently stands, probably not the most effective use of anyone's time.
I think if you
That's
asked
the blanket statement that
if
I made.
You asked 100 people on the street, you what they should be rather doing, running 3 miles, or if they even can run that far, or spending an hour on Facebook looking at kitty memes.
Yeah, but here you run into the massive disconnect between a person's stated desires and their actual desires.
Oh, yeah. They would rather spend an hour on Facebook scrolling.
Yeah, but they won't say that. Because
of course they won't, because they know.
Because it's so stigmatized.
It should be whether
or not they would support Donald Trump. We didn't actually get the results of that until people went into the booth, because it was so stigmatized for someone to be a Trump supporter.
Well, there's other things is that
I agree with that, by the way.
Easier to do than others. You know, some things actually require more effort, and it's just like junk food. It's easier to eat to junk food than it is to put in the time and commitment to sit and eat salads constantly and not be drawn into these things. Some of these things are, and that's why it's this.
So
a lot of this
do you subscribe to the labor theory
the
of
addiction? This is there's addiction.
It sounds like when it comes to dopamine, you do.
Why is that? Because I believe
because the more labor someone puts into something, the better it is
that
they get dopamine from it.
I said some things are addictive and some things are not addictive. So there's addictive behaviors, which is what this dopamine thing is about.
Going to the gym can absolutely be an addictive behavior.
Yeah, I could say that that's true. And some people do take it to an unhealthy level, right?
Yep, they certainly do.
But that's the whole thing about the science of addiction is it's when something becomes harmful, right? That's when it starts to become an addictive behavior. When someone's doing something that they understand is harmful to themselves, but they do it anyway.
Yeah.
Well, that's addictive.
And that's,
you know, and especially when something
agree.
Addictive
and,
to dopamine.
And by the way, we keep comparing exercising versus an hour on Facebook. And I keep saying you do get dopamine hits from exercising.
Yeah, and
you get so many more little tiny little microbursts
of
dopamine when you're clicking on things.
I'm talking about, you know, maybe somebody's creative and they could be, instead of being on Facebook, they could be sitting down and writing the next great novel or, you know, creating a masterpiece sculpture or painting.
Well, what does it even have to be a masterpiece? Maybe they're just creating garbage.
Sure. Well, I mean, and practicing, that's something that's probably more productive than scrolling.
but
even reading, you know,
scrolling and clicking
rather than just reading garbage on Facebook.
Scrolling and clicking is very addictive to some people, and they really get so much out of it, and that's why they don't go and do other things that could be more beneficial to their lives and or their families or their friends or just their lives in general. It can't be pleasurable. I admit it. It's probably something we should all be off of.
So why is reading a book better than reading Facebook?
I'm not saying qualitatively that it always is. Some books are garbage. I'm just saying that there's probably some activities that people could be doing that they're not, that might be better for them, that they're not because they're addicted. They're choosing this addictive behavior instead.
All right, Johnson, what are you starting your dopamine fast so you can report back and tell us how it is?
I'm not.
And I didn't get because I have another study that I was looking at, and it could be anything from like an hour, you know, just taking a walk,
mm-hmm.
or it could be like a 10-day retreat on some island where you just sit there and meditate with a bunch of other crazy people. yes, I said it. But I think there's substance to this, but I do it on a regular basis. I went running the other day, so there was, you know...
I think there's always substance to delayed gratification.
There was 30 minutes of me with myself, you know, just thinking and running, and the nice... It's warming up a little bit here. But, I mean,
there's always...
When we come back, we should address this from the scientists who invented this dopamine fasting.
I tend to agree. What are your thoughts? Should one refrain from activities that bring them pleasure? Let us know, 855-450-3733, or you can use the Discord call-in lines, or join the chat there, and you can find that at discord.freetalklive.com. That's discord.freetalklive.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. treatments. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And if you're quick, you can still get on the air with us. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Johnson.
And Conan.
And I want to say thank you to Ashretto, who is tonight's amplifier. Now, that means they are a member of the AMP program. That stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's a membership program where people contribute $5 per month is all we ask. And it's money that we use strictly to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. So if you like the show, the best way that you can support us and help us get on more radio stations, and get more ads out there, and help spread the ideas of liberty and wacky, nihilistic conversations is to join the AMP program. It also comes with a number of cool perks like the AMP-only Facebook group, the AMP-only chat on Discord, and even an AMP-only call-in line that you can find at discord.freetalklive.com. So, Ashretto, thank you very much for your contributions. We hope you enjoy the show, and we hope you continue helping us, as we said, advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. So let's go now to what the scientists behind whose research or work or whatever led to this dopamine fasting thing actually has to say.
Yeah, so they say here, so no one's actually fasting from dopamine. It's important to note that despite the name, the original idea behind dopamine fasting...
Oh, hold on, because that raises a good point. by fasting, does dopamine fasting, in fact, give them dopamine? Because that is, in fact, a task with a reward at the end.
This is kind of like the hedonist stoic argument. Am I a stoic because I'm actually a hedonist doing what makes me feel good? Go on, Johnson.
They say that the goal is not to reduce dopamine or elicit functional brain changes. Sepa, who's a clinical professor of psychiatry at the University of California, San Francisco, told Life Science in an email, instead, dopamine fasting encourages people to reduce the time spent on problematic behavior, he said. Still, research shows that there's a connection between dopamine and problematic behavior, such as drug abuse. When the brain picks up clues that it may soon receive a reward, whether that reward be food, illicit drugs, or likes on social media, a flash of dopamine zaps the reward pathway, according to Slate. Another hit of dopamine comes with the reward itself. Addictive substances and behaviors repeatedly bombard the reward pathway with huge surges of dopamine, and over time the brain morphs in response. When we image drug users' brains, we find that the immediate aftermath of using, they actually have less dopamine and fewer dopamine receptors than those who don't use drugs, said Dr. Anna Lemke, associate professor and medical director of addiction medicine at Stanford University. All addictive drugs cause dopamine levels to spike in one way or another, Lemke said, and in response, the brain weakens or eliminates the receptors built to respond to the chemical. That means drug users need more of the substance to elicit the same surge of dopamine, and that other rewards, like food and social interaction, steadily lose their appeal. By any other name, as this is like the title here, as a clinician, Lemke recommends that her patients with drug addictions enter a period of abstinence in order to reset the brain's reward system. By its purest definition, a period of abstinence is not unlike a dopamine fast, in which people abstain from problematic behaviors. I call them detox periods, says Dr. David Greenfield, an assistant clinical professor of psychiatry at the University of Connecticut School of Medicine.
That certainly has a more positive connotation to it, because people should, before a problematic behavior becomes an addictive one, I mean, cut it out then.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, obviously they don't always have the presence of mind or even the willpower to do that.
Yeah.
But if it can be done, that would be ideal.
Right.
Detox.
Yeah, he says, we go through a period where we allow those receptors to calm down. Greenfield treats destructive behavior that may impact the Silicon Valley folks drawn to dopamine fasting, compulsive internet and technology use. Dopamine surges in the brain's reward system each time we so much as glance at a smartphone or a laptop screen, he said, and rewarding notifications and media pop up unpredictably whenever we go online. People grow addicted to devices just as they do to drugs, Greenfield said. Lemke said she has witnessed the phenomenon too. People coming into my clinic with severe pathological compulsive use of these interfaces, she said. Although the internet and video game addictions have yet to be recognized as true disorders, in the Bible of Mental Health Disorders, the DSM-5, experts recognize that both substance abuse and excessive screen time wreak similar havoc in the brain. And just like drug addiction, the goal of treatment is to detox from the most problematic sites and content, Greenfield wrote in a 2018 article on internet and video game addiction. But after the initial period of abstinence, the real work begins, he added. So, for example, like, you know, I would say before we get into this, you know, like, oh, what makes this addictive behavior? Well, if a person, like an individual has, like, a, let's say it's a student or somebody who's going to college, they want to have a future where they have a college degree and they want to become, you know, some sort of profession, and instead they're stuck, you know, surfing these dumb websites, and they know that they shouldn't be doing it, but they feel addicted to it. That would be the type of negative behavior that's indicative of an addiction, and they're seeking the dopamine rather than doing what their real actual goals are. And well, it may be subjective, but to that person,
no, I certainly agree that addictions are problematic. And just because you find an addict who's like, no, I enjoy my addiction and destroying my life, it doesn't mean they're to be taken too seriously, because at that point, they have an addiction. They have a problem. They have a physical or mental dependency on something and are not 100% in a state of mind necessary to be making those sorts of judgment calls for themselves.
And some people apparently can fall into that. I mean, I think it's probably overblown with some of the video games and internet addictions. I think it's probably overblown, but I'm sure that it's enough for some people. You know, I'm sure that there are people out there that can absolutely get fully addicted to this stuff. And, you know, I don't know, like they need the dopamine from it, so they're like, I gotta be online all the time.
Yeah, but the question is, you know, if they didn't have this outlet, the social media or whatever, what else would they be addicted to? What would they be using to fill the void? So I'm thinking underlying all of this, there are other issues involved.
Is that they never learned, like,
yeah,
safe, positive distribution of their time across various
absolutely
things?
Absolutely. They're basically, I think they're bored and they're filling a void. They're getting off of work and
so instead of alternating between playing the guitar, writing a book, cleaning the house, petting the cats or whatever, they just find that one thing and obsessively chase after it.
And like I keep going back to, it's really, really easy to do. And it's very rewarding.
Well, so is petting my cat.
Usually, I would call it like a lack of self-discipline, right? A lack of discipline to go and do the things that you know you should be doing as a normal human being, I guess. You
self-discipline
know, like,
is definitely lacking in the world today.
Yeah. And, you know, I would say, like, you know, a lot of people don't want to do things like, you know, clean the house, you know, eat a salad, go to the gym, things that are generally recognized as healthy, positive activities. And, you know, even if those activities are doing things like reading an intellectual book or something that's going to expand your mind, let's say, not just garbage, you know, more garbage reading, but like something that's self-growth, any kind of self-growth activity. I think people that lack discipline are able to get some kind of addictive behavior to more rewarding pursuits.
And yeah, because they don't have to discipline themselves to acquire them.
What?
They don't have to discipline themselves to acquire that reward.
Easy. Yeah, exactly.
So it sort of just feeds on itself.
Yeah, I would say so. And but that's any addiction, right? So
the issue is a lack of self-discipline.
Yeah.
Because I was getting worried a few months ago about the amount of alcohol I was drinking.
Mm-hmm.
So I stopped drinking for a few weeks, which is, I guess, yeah. But it worked, and it allowed me to reset and assure myself, mm-hmm, okay, I'm not developing alcoholism. I'm fine. I had no issue doing that for a month, so I'm going to go back to drinking occasionally.
And maybe people, I don't know, if you kicked these people off video games on the internet, would they just pick up smoking? Like, what could people turn to? I don't know. You know,
I think they would fill it with something else. Yeah. Something else, not the same destructive behaviors, but I think something equally.
Well, isn't that maybe what drug dealers do? They stop doing drugs and they just start making a lot of impulse purchases and things like that.
Or gambling.
Unless maybe they go on one of these dopamine fasts.
Until they learn
to reset the reward center.
Until they learn self-discipline, those problems are always going to find new ways to manifest.
One of the doctors was talking about the detox. She sends her patients on a detox. And it's like, if they're doing destructive drugs, that doesn't really help. So, yeah, you get off heroin for a couple of weeks, and then what do? They go right back, except now they overdose because they thought they can handle a certain limit.
They have this whole cognitive behavior therapy set of activities for them to do that are meant to help reset this.
That's good. Hopefully they'll learn some self-discipline along the way. This has been Free Talk Live. You can head on over to freetalklive.com and check out amp.freetalklive.com.
You will understand the true intent of the Founding Fathers when they wrote the Constitution if you attend this free webinar. Chris Ann Hall, president of Liberty First University, doesn't simply regurgitate what some professor or expert has said about the Constitution. She relays the thoughts and opinions of those who wrote the documents. Her straightforward, passionate, easy-to-understand style lets anyone grasp the principles of liberty. Join us at lfu.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at lfu.freetalklive.com.
Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.